I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. My old friend Ricky Lake is here with my new friend Juliet Lewis. I've never met her actually. It's her Clubhouse debut. She just said to my booker, she goes, oh, he's going to ask you juicy questions about something. She's like, there's nothing juicy for me to ask. My team wants me to ask her, like, what Brad Pitt's freak number was when they dated. So, rut-row. See what happens. See you in there.
Go, Ricky. Go, Juliet. Go, Andy. It's Watch What Happens Live with Juliet Lewis and Ricky Lake now. Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on National TV Talk Show Host Day. Still waiting to see if someone gets me a present or something. Day's almost over, everybody. My first guest is a talented Oscar-nominated actress who is so hilarious as Jandice in HBO's new show, Camping. She might just make you tinkle in your sleeping bag. Welcome to the Clubhouse for the very first time, Juliet Lewis. I have loved her since her early acting days and her countless talk show episodes about weaves. Now she's got everyone talking about weed in her new moving documentary. It's getting rave reviews. I can't recommend it more highly. It's called Weed the People. Ooh. Weed the People. It's in theaters this Friday. Welcome my buddy, Ricky Lake. Hi, everybody. It's great to see you. Have the two of you ever met?
We have, and I don't think you remember. But I remember it vividly. It was at Spago's, the old Spago's. Oscar night. You were with Brad Pitt, and I was with John Waters. Yes.
Oh my God, two good dates.
Enough said.
Two good dates.
It's one of those things that I would remember, she wouldn't remember.
We go that far back.
I can't say we hung.
Right.
But I felt like I did.
I had a good feeling toward you.
Really?
Aww. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
Great to see you.
I have a good feeling towards Juliet's new show, Camping. And in honor of Camping, tonight's bartenders are serving up canteen cocktails and watching out for bears, both the human and animal kind. It's our happy campers, Gage and Matthew. Hey, kids.
They could be cold.
I know. Ricky,
warm.
Should we go camping later,
yes.
Maybe?
Yeah. I've got the bug.
While we wait for your questions for Juliet and Ricky, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, both of my guests' careers have been red hot for decades, but have their clothing choices always been on fire? Or have some of them been more like that one episode of the Ricky Lake Show called Hoochie Crimes of Fashion? Here's what let's decide with Versace or Hibachi. I'm going to show you both looks from your past. Say Versace if you still love it. Juliet or hibachi if you want to burn it on the grill. Okay, here, we're going to start with Juliet in a beaded headpiece at the Golden Globes.
Yes.
Versace, you like it?
Versace.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I got it. The swap.
Here's Ricky in a red flannel jacket and jean shorts. Ricky?
No.
No, hibachi.
I'm loving that look. You like that back now.
What about Juliet? Here you are at the Oscars in 92. Cornrows. This caused a sensation.
Hibachi.
She's going to burn it.
No,
okay.
Here you are
in 2000, Ricky. Shiny purple pantsuit.
I'm not mad at that.
You're not mad at that. All right, keep it. Versace. Juliet, here you are in 2001. I love it, giving us a little braless black sweater.
Avril Lavigne.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
Hibachi. Can I say that?
Yes, hibachi.
The whole night.
No, I know. I've been mispronouncing hibachi, guys.
Okay.
Here's Ricky at a premiere of The Next Best Thing in 2000.
I like that.
I mean, you do?
I don't know.
It was raining, so I think I'm justified wearing a raincoat.
Okay, okay. Last up, here you are, Juliet.
Oh, my God. This is upsetting. It's a horrible look.
Okay, burn it, you guys.
I have to explain what that hair is.
Okay, thank you very much for playing. Versace or hibachi. Second, in 1988, Ricky originated the role of Tracy Turnblad in Hairspray.
Yes.
Since then, the story has been remade for Broadway, the big screen, the small screen, even a buffet dinner theater in Amish country, Pennsylvania, which begs so many questions for another time. But anyway, here's what. Ricky, it's time to pick your faves with Ultimate Hairspray Ball. Okay. Brawl. I'm going to pit two Hairspray cast members against each other. You choose who you want to welcome to the 60s.
Okay.
Who rocked a fiercer Edna, Harvey, or Travolta?
Oh God, Harvey.
Ooh, Harvey. Yeah. Okay. Who would you rather have as your bestie, Penny Pingleton, Ariana Grande or Amanda Bynes?
Okay, I hung with Ariana. I have to pick.
Okay. Sure. Which Link Larkin would you rather do the dirty boogie dance with, Zac Efron or Matt Morrison?
Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh God. Okay, age appropriate, Matthew Morrison.
Okay, fine. Which Motormouth Maybell, Ruth Brown, the OG, or Queen Latifah?
This is so hard. Ooh. I have to go with Ruth Brown.
Yeah, she's your OG. Yes. What about Courtney Collins, James Marsden, or Derek Hough?
Oh, I gotta go with my dance partner, Derek Hough.
Oh yeah, Dancing with the Stars. Which Velma von Tussel was a bigger diva in the best way, Michelle Pfeiffer or Debbie Harry?
Debbie's
the OG. Yeah. Finally, who did Tracy Turnblad better, Nikki Blonsky or Marissa Jarrett Winoker? Oh,
that's a really hard one because I know and love both of
them. Yeah, of course you do.
I'm gonna pick Marissa.
Okay.
Because I have more of a history with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
There she is. It's your ultimate hairspray cast.
I love you, Nikki.
I love it. That All right. Fun. Now go to WWHL.TV and tell us which Edna did you love the best, Divine, Harvey, or Travolta? Now, Harvey was on the show last week, and he said he's never seen Travolta's performance.
Oh, wow.
He said he never watched it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like you guys are going for Travolta. Very good. Finally, whenever I meet an actor with a resume like Juliet's, I always want them to feed me all the salacious deets on their co-stars. But right now, we might just feed each other. Weird.
Oh.
Here's what. Let's play Who's Eating Juliet's Grapes? Juliet, I'm going to ask you a juicy question about someone you've worked with. If you don't want to answer, I get to place a grape in your mouth, which you cannot chew or swallow. If you do answer, you put a grape in my mouth, which I cannot chew or swallow.
I'm going to put so many grapes in your mouth.
Jennifer Garner, your camping co-star, is always a delight in the public eye. As her friend, what would you say is her most annoying habit?
Oh my gosh, am I answering? There's nothing annoying about her. I adore her.
Okay,
is that
kind of doesn't count.
I know, that's so boring.
Okay, George Clooney, you were in From Dusk Till Dawn with him. He's a longtime sex symbol. What is the least sexy thing about George Clooney?
Oh my God, that he loved the Dave Matthews Band.
Okay, good.
No offense, Dave Matthews.
Right.
What?
Okay,
I'm an Iggy Pop person.
You have to walk with a grape.
Am I having
Woody
a grape?
Harrelson. Yeah. Woody said that Willie Nelson convinced him to smoke weed again after a 2-year break. Did you ever smoke with Woody Harrelson?
I'm trying to think, did we do mushrooms? I mean, it was a wild
time. Oh, I don't know. We might have done mushrooms. I'm getting a grape
soda. Why am I
getting? That's good.
No, I don't think that's true. I
okay,
just
well,
made
I'm going to pretend it is. Brad Pitt, you were in California with him. You also dated him during the 90s. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is Brad Pitt's freak number?
Oh, my.
That's good. What number?
What, I'm going to say freak. In like a PG way, we went on road trips through Death Valley. What? That's freaking.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Chevy Chase, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. What's the douchiest thing you saw or heard him do on the set?
Wait, Chevy Chase? Oh, he was just a cranky pants.
He was a cranky pants. Thanks for playing.
I'm not good at this game.
All right.
I didn't need any breaks.
Ricky, the documentary in a nutshell is, it's about weed, but it's not about recreational.
It's not about recreation, it's not about legalization, it's really about these families, these children that are suffering with cancer, and they go on, we followed them for 5.5 years to see them incorporating cannabis along with their Western medicine.
Wow. Ricky, Morgan H. said, be honest, do you really feel like Rob Kardashian danced better than you on Dancing with the Stars?
Mm-hmm.
He
Hell
came
no.
in second, you got third.
Hell no.
No.
Hell no.
I agree.
But I want to say Rob was amazing, like a really sweet guy, and I really enjoyed working with him and getting to know him. But no, if you look at the scores alone, and I'm sorry, I don't hold on to this anymore. I really don't. It's really something I've been in my past. But no, yeah, your answer is no.
Aileen B. texted, Juliet, when National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is on TV, do you sit down and watch it?
I don't. I'm one of these weirdos that doesn't have a TV.
Oh,
but then
like
my boyfriend has the TV. And
right.
I'm like, why have you brought this into our life?
Right.
No, but I love how much people love that movie and Johnny Galecki. Working with again. Anyway, so I just love that Christmas Vacation plays every year. This is crazy.
Sarah S. texted, Ricky, now that Baby One More Time just turned 20 years old today, what do you remember about Britney Spears performing it on your talk show?
Oh,
that
God.
Was one of her first live
yeah, performances. Yeah, we had a lot, NSYNC at the very beginning, Usher when he was like 14 years old.
Right.
Yeah, I remember her. She was such, like, had such charisma on stage. And you knew she had it.
Yeah. Dana K. texted, Juliet, is it true you auditioned for Winona Ryder's part in Beetlejuice?
Wait, did I ever get to the audition? Or did they just say, like, any
Not
of
right.
you know? I
right.
think they're just
right.
like, no.
Was she a huge, were you two going up for a lot of the same
it
roles?
It was usually me and Winona, and I'm blanking out on other people of that time. But yeah, we were different enough that we carved our own paths.
Ricky, Rachel G. emailed, what was the most surreal part of performing during that Young Hollywood number at the 89 Oscars?
These are all black.
That was you, Patrick Dempsey, Christian Slater,
Rob
Lowe, right?
It was like everyone, it was blast, like said it was awful, it was one of the worst at Oscars, but it was a dream come true. For me, I mean, I was so starstruck. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I got to sing, dance, tap dance, make out with Christian Slater, like all of it in one number.
It opened the Oscars and it was you all dancing with Disney
Young
characters.
Hollywood. And Lucille Ball and Bob Hope introduced us.
Oh my
okay?
goodness.
It was
Oh wait,
crazy.
Didn't you see Lucy? Wasn't she kind of
She wasn't very
salty
nice.
With yeah. you oh, backstage?
Salty is putting it mildly. She was not nice.
Why?
She was smoking a cigarette and you're in this like cardboard green room. I mean, it was
What did she
myself.
Say to you?
Did she call
she
you
just
a
was,
bitch?
Like, ornery.
I just wanted to say, hey,
no,
bitch.
No, no. She didn't do anything directly to me, but she was not happy to be there.
Right, yeah.
But she died shortly after that.
Oh. I'm sure she hated your number too.
yeah. Everyone hated her number.
Yes.
Everyone, but I loved it.
It's game time, everybody. Ricky recently celebrated turning the big 5-0 and made an incredible list of the things she did in her 40s, which would make both a 20-year-old blush and an 80-year-old feel unaccomplished. I want to celebrate her with Ricky Lake or Fake. Our announcer, Paul, is going to read statements about Ricky. Juliet, look into Ricky's eyes and guess whether this is true or false. Okay, Paul, what's up first?
Within the last 10 years, Ricky had her first threesome.
Oh my goodness.
Is it true, Juliet?
I feel like it's so true.
Is it true, Ricky?
Are you telling people this?
It's true.
Yes, congratulations! Paul,
Ricky!
What's the next fact? I love you so much. All right, Paul.
Within the last 10 years, Ricky got a hidden piercing on her body. Wink, wink.
No.
No?
Wait, this is
Ricky,
not true.
Is it not true?
It's not true.
Oh, okay. Good.
So what does it say about me that I've had a threesome, but I've never had a piercing?
Don't pierce your labia.
What's next?
Within the last 10 years, Ricky lived through a house fire she accidentally started.
What? Oh, my God, that's so irresponsible. But I don't want to judge you. I think it's true.
And the house burned down.
Oh, my God.
He burned her house down and lived to tell in Malibu.
Literally ran out of a burning house with no bra, no shoes, the clothes on my back, my children, and my dog.
Wow. All right, Paul, what's the next fact?
Within the last 10 years, Ricky has tried ayahuasca 11 times.
Has Ricky had ayahuasca 11 times in the last 10 years?
What? Now, 11 times? This is way too much ayahuasca.
Ricky, is it true?
It's true.
Yes! Ricky, do you love it?
I wouldn't say I love it.
Right.
It's powerful, very, very powerful medicine that has been very beneficial in my life.
Wow. All right, Paul, give us another one. This is amazing.
Oh, my God.
Within the last 10 years, Ricky dated a con artist and a sociopath for 6 weeks.
Well, haven't we all? What? I hope that's not true. They suck.
Is it true, Ricky?
It was my 6 weeks of poor judgment. Yes, it's true.
Was your 6 weeks of poor judgment?
Yes.
Oh, so the burning your house down?
That was an accident.
Okay.
I wanted a boyfriend for my birthday.
Right.
I've done shit like that.
Wow.
Yeah, the story.
Thank you, Ricky Lake, for sharing. The show is so funny, and you're brilliant on it.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. My whole cast, everyone's so special and specific. The writing's good, so we're happy.
Juliet, Amy H emailed, what happened when Bob Dylan recognized you in an elevator? What did he say?
I told this story because it was I barely could talk, and my little brain was like, say hello, how are you?
Right.
And because I went, you're Bob, no, wait, what did he say? I went, you're Bob Dylan. And he went, and you're Juliet. He knew my name.
And
that
you
was
freaked.
The thing. And when I got down to the bottom, I cried. I burst out in tears.
Oh,
it means so much.
What elevator were you in?
Elevator with Bob Dylan.
What city?
In New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love it. Megan V texted, Ricky, when you hosted the Ricky Lake Show, were the other daytime hosts welcoming towards you, or were some of them not so friendly?
No, they were, I mean, Oprah in the beginning, I mean, when I started, she invited me to her studio to, like, see how all it worked. We got a tour.
Wow.
She spent time with me. She was amazing. I think when we were sort of catching her in the ratings, I think maybe she changed her tune a little, but she's always been very generous.
Yeah.
No, super, super. She's exceeded my expectations. All of them.
That's nice.
I mean, I guess that's really nice. Yeah. But I mean it. They're all really nice people.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Britney Spears, whose very first hit song, as we mentioned earlier, Baby One More Time, turned 20 years old today. To celebrate this milestone, we at Watch What Happens Live, we reached out to some of her most iconic collaborators from over the years, and we have an exclusive with the Snake from the Slave for You performance.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, it's a purse now.
Wah, wah, wah.
That seemed so funny before. I want to thank Juliet, Ricky, Gage, and Matthew for being here. It's the after show with Juliet Lewis from Camping, Sundays at 10 on HBO. Ricky Lake's documentary she produced is called Weed the People in theaters Friday. Congratulations. Behind the bar, Gage and Matthew, great to see you. And I just met Gage on the subway a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, you did, actually.
Yes.
I walked up to him, gave him a big hug.
Yes, he did. He goes, can I hug you? I was like, can I hug you? Yes. But just to be clear, that's not how you got this bartending gig.
It is not.
It is a coincidence.
It is a huge coincidence.
Okay. Good. I just want to make that clear. Okay. Let's go to Jessica from St. Louis. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey. Hey, Andy. Happy National TV Talk Show Host Day.
Thank you so much. It means a lot. It's important holiday.
It is. It is. Much love from your hometown.
Thank you.
My question is for the infamous Ricky Lake.
Okay.
As being a pioneer in the talk show host industry and doing all of your accolades, which celebrity do you think would be successful at having a daytime talk show?
Oh, today, yeah.
Oh, my, that's so interesting. I don't really think about hiring people for talk shows, but I mean, Kelly Clarkson, I hear, is going to have a talk show, and yeah. I really like her. I think she's really authentic. She's quick. She seems to have what I think it takes, which is, you know, really likable and really, I think she cares about people. I believe her. So yeah, I'm rooting for her.
You know, you co-hosted the talk the other day. There's a opening there.
Yeah. For Kelly Clarkson or for me?
For you.
Oh, for me. Yeah. I mean, I had a great time with those ladies, and I was really happy because I'm out promoting something I believe in so strongly. I don't think I want to. I mean, I would do it maybe short stint, like to fill in for somebody. I said, because it was really fun. It was really easy. Yeah. But no, I don't think I'm
gonna... You got rich off of that show.
I think you've surpassed me, my friend. We've been friends for many, many years. I do believe, yes.
We'll talk after the show. Let's go to Valerie from California. Hey, Valerie.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
Good. How are
Hi,
you?
Ricky. Fine.
Good.
I've got a question for Juliet.
Okay.
Juliet, I'm a true heart fan for you. Oh. And I was just wondering, what was it like working with Robert De Niro?
One of the highlights of my creative life. He really believed in me. And when you're younger like that, you do need people to believe in what you do. Because that naturalism or what I was doing then wasn't necessarily what people wanted from young people acting. So he really gave me a huge opportunity, him and Scorsese. And he's a gentleman, De Niro. He's a man of few words. A lot of people will tell you that. But a real classy person.
Nice.
Amazing.
Let's go to Craig from New York City. Hey, Craig, what's your question?
Hi. My question is for Ricky.
Okay.
Hey, lifelong fan. My question is, what do you think Divine's career trajectory would have been were she to still be alive? Yeah. And what is your favorite memory with her?
That's a great question.
It is a great question.
You know, by the way, Rocco, we should get a shot of that painting back there. Ricky, it's still there.
Can I get up?
Yeah. That's a painting that Ricky's son, Owen, painted this painting. This is a painting of Divine giving Ricky, as Tracy Turnblad, a piggyback ride. That's a photograph that he made a painting of that Ricky donated to the clubhouse. I feel like
Did he make it for you? My son signed it. He's about
Did you know 70. That's still in the clubhouse?
No, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen the background.
Yeah.
He knows it, too. But to answer his question... you know, Divine was, for those of you who don't know and who are too young to know the original Hairspray, you need to go watch it. But Divine was 42 years old. He died 8 days after the movie opened.
Literally,
it was so tragic. He was so young. He died in his sleep. He was doing an episode of Married with Children, and he didn't show up for work. I mean, it's just the saddest story. I think
because that was the movie. It was a huge box office hit
for him. I mean, it was not huge. I mean, in those days, it was a critical success, and you know, and he had gotten all this other work. But you know, it's such a a shame. But I loved, in the beginning, he didn't really like me. He was really jealous. He wanted to play my part. Like, literally, he wanted to play the, because Female Trouble, he played the mother and the daughter. So yes. I didn't understand why he couldn't do it again. but he warmed up to me. He taught me how to walk in high heels. And I'm so grateful. I had the time
of my
life.
Did he teach you how to dance or
anything? He did. Oh, yeah. And how to, like, move. You know, I was a good dancer, but, like, walking in heels takes a certain skill.
Yeah.
And he was the one who taught me it.
Did you lose your virginity on Hairspray or Crybaby? Crybaby.
Oh. Yeah.
Not to Johnny Depp.
Not to Johnny Depp. Right, okay. But another actor, another really, really handsome actor. He was very kind to me, and I was very large, and I was very happy to get it over with, because I was almost 21, so it was like, wow. I needed that, yeah.
But how great, also, you were a big gal, and it was, this guy made you feel...
Really sweet, yeah. I had, my first time was really, really That's a good one.
Nice. All right, let's go back to the phones. Kim from Kansas, what's your question?
My question is, how does it feel being the new person on the Conners after all the controversy?
It's a trip, exactly like that. Like, but really, to be on that set, I can't explain how special it is. I mean, I'm a fan of John Goodman and Laurie Metcalf and Sarah Gilbert, I've known for 20 years. So it's really special. For me, I was like, what? A sitcom? Is this...
Right.
And then I watched it again, and I couldn't believe how good the writing was, and I was sitting there laughing out loud, so I was like, this is a no-brainer. Yeah. It feels really good, so I hope it has a long run for everybody involved, because they're
actors.
Putting their hearts into it, so...
last call of the night, Sarah from Ohio. Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
Oh, there's
Hey,
more.
Andy.
Yes.
I know. Sorry. My question was for both ladies.
Okay.
And it was concerning, given all they've been through, what advice would they give to women now after they've lived through the things that they have and experienced the things they have? Like, what would be the best advice they would give to a woman now?
Wow.
Advice.
That's
good. You want to go first?
It's tough, man. Living life is tough. I don't know. I mean, it's, I think you to be present. For me, it's little practical things when you get overwhelmed, because there's a lot of overwhelming things going on. I go for walks. I think it's really important for me to commune with nature. So that's how I connect with stillness and goodness, that, and then also people you love, don't take them for granted. That might be one
That's
thing.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Ricky, do you have any?
Yeah, I mean, I lost my favorite person in the world, my beloved, last year, 20 months ago, Christian Evans, and I lost him to mental illness and suicide. So I've literally been through my darkest time these last year and a half. And for me, going out in nature, literally like putting one foot in front of the other. I have a little dog named Mama, and getting her out into the sun and to the beach every day, you know, she forced me to just like, I would smile at the sun and try to be grateful. And being present is really big for me, and being grateful for what I have. And
All right. Last call of the night, Kara from Virginia. Hey, what's your question?
Hi, everyone. How are you tonight?
Great.
Awesome.
Good. It's a delay. This is real. Yeah.
Juliet, I'm just wondering, with some of the darker films you've made, have you ever had any nightmares as a result of the roles you've played?
No, my nightmares were just in my own life. the movies were quite a relief and a release.
Wow.
Somewhere to put that kind of, pain, as it were, and stuff. Okay, too much information.
No,
it's all good.
But, you know, I really love drama and having a place to put that kind of humanity.
Very good. And we are loving Camping, which isn't a drama. It's a comedy. It's great. Sundays at 10 on HBO. Everybody see Ricky's documentary in theaters Friday. And check out the guys where guys are found. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.